This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Rees here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. And I'm pleased to be here today with Jack Lynch, who is president and CEO of Houghton Mifflin Harcourt, or HMH, which is what the way we're going to refer to it. Jack, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Bill.
So Jack is the CEO of a $1.4 billion company with 3,800 employees spread out all over the United States. And for those of you listening today, we have a lot of interesting news to give you, but most importantly, Houghton Mifflin, HMH, serves 88,000 public and private schools around the country in all 50 states, 50 million students from K to 12, and $3 million teachers. That's quite a responsibility you have.
Yes.
And one of the things that HMH is doing and Jack is leading is the transformation. They say transitioning, I say transformation, of the company from a traditional publisher to a learning company. Talk a little bit more about that, Jack.
Yeah, and I think for all of us who've been students or parents of students, you know the concept of a textbook, which we grew up with. And for the longest time as a publisher, we would publish textbooks and we put them in warehouses, and then school districts would purchase the textbooks and we'd ship them to them, and then teachers would use those textbooks and we would move on to create the next textbook. And as you can imagine, you're not getting a partnership with a school district to help them actually improve student outcomes. So the idea of transforming from a publisher to a learning company is to move from putting those books in a warehouse to actually delivering content digitally, but adding to that content assessments to see how students are doing and professional development, and then actually partnering with school districts to help them improve student outcomes. So that's the journey we're on right now from publisher to learning company.
And, you know, before we went on the air today, we were talking a little bit about something that you said, which is that you're in a double bottom line industry. Could you explain that to our listeners, what that means?
Yeah, I think what's important in K-12 is that, and this is a, you know, probably the most salient feature of our culture, is that we are a high purpose and high performance culture. So the two bottom lines, the one bottom line has two lines. The first line is purpose. So everyone in our organization is very mission driven. We have a lot of former teachers, educators who are working at our company who kind of self-select into this company because they want to make a difference in the lives of 50 million students. So that's an important part, an important feature of our culture. The second part of our culture is performance. We want people to have very strong results orientation. This is a business. And a lot of folks think about those two characteristics as mutually exclusive. Either you're mission-driven or you're performance-driven. And what I'd like to say is they are mutually reinforcing, that in order for us to reach 50 million students and 3 million teachers, we need to be a successful organization financially. That requires high performance. But in order to do it authentically, you need to have high purpose. And so that's the idea of a double bottom line business, is that you're high purpose, you're mission oriented, but you're also high performance. You're financially results oriented.
Okay. That leads me to a question I've been dying to ask you, which is, you've got these 3,800 employees spread out all over the United States. How do you convey your corporate culture to that many people spread out amongst 50 states?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a lot of communication. It centers on those two very important characteristics of high purpose and high performance. Hire great people. We worked very hard when I first came on board to ensure we had a world-class executive team. And then the ripple effect of people who are very mission-driven as well as very being very performance-driven ripples throughout the entire organization. So I spend a good bit of my time reaching out to employees via various modes of communication, whether it's email or chat or face-to-face meetings. But also my team spends a lot of their time with their various employee groups. And we are very close-knit as a team. We work very closely together, and we're carrying forward the very same message to these 3,800 people.
And I know, Jack, because I have a couple copies in front of me, that you also publish, for lack of a better word, white papers or short papers, mm-hmm. that is, I'm sure, distributed both internally and externally,
right.
which is talking about important things that are happening in education and important things that HMH is doing.
Right.
One of the things that you, and this is actually very timely because this just came out this week, mm-hmm. is your annual Educator Confidence Report. Now,
yes.
This is just so I understand correctly, this is a survey that's sent to 1,200 teachers around the country
right.
each year. And this is the fourth year of the report.
Yes.
And it came out today in some very interesting numbers. Optimism is an all-time high at 53%.
Yep.
Talk about that for a minute. I mean, what makes you think that this survey is revealing that? What's happening out there in education?
I think the first thing to say is that we've done this for four consecutive years, so it's relative to 4 years ago, more optimistic. I think a part of it is the economy is better. I think the mood in the nation is better as a result of that, and that mm-hmm. affects teachers as well. But I also feel that teachers are leveraging technology in very thoughtful ways to help improve student outcomes. They feel that they're in a position to make a difference in the lives of each and every one of the students they serve in their classrooms. You have 30 students in your classroom. It's hard to reach every single one of them because they're all over that bell curve in terms of academic ability. But if you have technology and data that can help you reach each and every one of those students in a personalized way, then that helps you do a better job and you're more satisfied with the work that you're doing.
We're going to come back to the survey in a minute, but you touched on something that I know you wrote about, and this is very personal to you. Mm-hmm. You were touched by a teacher by the name of Kathy Noble.
Yeah.
And we love to give examples, and this is a terrific example. So tell us the story of Kathy Noble.
Yeah, Kathy Noble is, or I should say was, and now retired, special education teacher in Lake George, New York, where my son and my daughter went to elementary school. And she had Colin as a student for a few years.
Your son Colin.
My son Colin, who was born with a very rare disorder with some neurological impairment, but really unique talents. He is almost like a walking atlas. A few years ago, I had to go to China. And I said, Colin, what can you tell me about China? And he told me, about all the rivers in China. He told me about, all the mythology. And I said, well, what about religion? He said, there's Buddhism, there's Confucianism. And then he said, there's this third one. It's called communism. And I said, what the heck is communism? And he said, it's communism.
communism.
So anyway, he has these rare talents
uh-huh.
as well as these, rather unique challenges. Kathy was a great teacher because she understood and encouraged his talents, but also would be able to make course corrections for Colin when he was either misbehaving or being disruptive or when he wasn't doing his best work. She understood what made him tick. And I think the best teachers we have in America today understand what each and every one of their kids has as a unique talent or a unique challenge. And they have the time and the space, often because they're using technology, to reach every single one of their kids.
You know, that is a great story, and what makes it great is it's true.
Yeah.
And Kathy is an example, Kathy Noble, of a teacher who personalizes the experience for each student.
Right.
And so in a way, it's a the students are customers of the mm-hmm. teacher. And so this is all about customer experience.
Right.
And I think that it's a very touching story. I'm glad you were kind enough to tell it.
Yep.
So we have about 1 minute before break.
Yep.
And let's make sure we get your website address for those people out there who might be interested.
Yep. HMHCO.com.
Terrific. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the survey and then get into some other questions for Jack Lynch. Jack, it's really been great having you on here.
Great. Thank you, Bill.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
So I'm Bill Peters, and we're back here with Jack Lynch, who's president and CEO of HMH, which is Houghton Mifflin. And Jack's coming back into the picture right now, getting a little bit of water, which is a good idea. Houghton Mifflin Hardcore. And we had, before the break, Jack, we were talking about the educator survey that just came out, actually the educator confidence report.
Yep.
And we talked about optimism being an all-time high. But for the first time, there was real concerns voiced in the survey about three other things that are very important to teachers. Salaries, funding, and safety.
Correct.
Let's talk about each one of those a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, beginning with salaries, we know for a long, long time that teachers are underpaid. We believe that as a company, that teachers are underpaid. And you don't select to become a teacher because of the compensation you're going to receive. You're doing it because you really care about the children you serve. So that is a perennial problem. And I think many of us wish that we had a system where was a little bit more of a meritocracy where teachers were rewarded for being great teachers, but that's just not the case. And then the second thing is instructional materials funding. Right now, because the economy is doing well, tax receipts are pretty high at the state level and the federal level. So things are fairly robust. But when the economy goes through a recession, as we did with the Great Recession, budgets tend to go down. And so there's a constant worry, am I going to have the resources I need in order to serve my students that teachers have? And then the third is school safety. And I think that's punctuated this year because of Parkland earlier this year. But teachers are very concerned that their schools are not sanctuaries where learning and teaching and learning takes place, that at a moment's notice there could be a tragedy as a result of gun violence. And so I think that's a heightened concern because of what's happened this year, but it's a concern also because it doesn't seem to be stopping. It's a chronic problem that's been going on for nearly the last 20 years, and I think it's a perennial concern that teachers have.
Jack, you know, I told you before we went on the air that we're not a political show. We are a business show. Mm-hmm. But business improves when education improves, and that improves the economy, and that improves society. So from a business perspective, give me your take. Do you have any thoughts on school safety?
Yeah, and I think a lot of the school districts right now are really outfitting their schools to ensure that a lone gunman can't get into the school. So whether it's with hardware similar to what you see when you go into an airport, or with armed guards in some cases, some states have talked about outfitting teachers with firearms. But I think, you know, this is something that I think is for all of us a social justice issue, and the justice part of it is that we have, I think, conflated Second Amendment rights with unabated use of firearms, and unlike other countries like Australia who've cut back on the use of firearms, or for example Switzerland who has a gun culture but doesn't have the homicide rate that we have, I think we need to pressure our lawmakers on this particular issue as it relates to school safety. Because we can all agree that an innocent child shouldn't be victimized by a lone gunman. And if we can all agree on that, then let's see what we can do as a nation to protect those kids.
Let's switch gears a little bit and talk about HMH, okay? Here you are. Everybody knows the company as a publisher of textbooks for many, many years, but now you're going through a transformation, okay? You're becoming a learning company.
Right.
What does that mean, a learning company?
Yeah, a learning company is, in essence, a company that is combining three things together. One is instructional content, efficacious, pedagogically sound, research-based content. So that's the first thing.
Can you say that again for me?
Yeah. Pedagogically sound.
Pedagogically sound.
Content. So it is what we call efficacy or efficacious content.
Efficacious
content. Proven to work.
Proven to work. Very good. Thank you for simplifying
it
for me.
I'm sorry, I probably didn't simplify it enough. And then the second is assessing. Assessing kids where they are. And the way I think of that is every kid is at a different point in a learning path, their own individual learning path. Being able to use computer adaptive testing to assess where they are in that learning path, what they know, and what they're ready to learn next in a pedagogical sequence. That's the learning path, if you will. So that's number two. And then number three is professional development. All teachers need professional development and support so they can do their best work with their students. And once you combine all of those, each of those three elements together, that makes a learning company. Because the overarching aim is to improve a student outcome. And we know from our research it takes efficacious content, computer adaptive assessments, and professional development to improve student outcomes.
And a personalization, as we had talked
That's
about
right.
earlier.
That's exactly right. Being able to, a part of the assessment is to give teachers the data to inform their instruction so they can personalize it for each and every student.
Talk about what your outlook is for the future of the education industry.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think in general, you're going to see greater and greater use of technology and use of data to personalize instruction. So we're probably in the first inning of that game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to see greater maturity in the use of technology and data to personalize instruction over the next several years. What I don't think is going to happen is that we're going to end up every child having their own avatar who's going to teach them. Because at the end of the day, teaching and learning is a social emotional experience.
Social and emotional experience. It is, yes.
It is. So a lot of the learning that takes place is with other students. It's not sitting in front of a computer. And so we see the computer as playing a role, but not the sole role in the education of our nation's children. So I think what you'll see is greater and greater use of technology, give teachers more time, help adapt their instruction to the needs of their students, assess their kids, but the teacher will continue to play kind of the leading role on the stage, and technology will play a supporting role.
Thank you, Jack. Now, 1 minute left. Mm-hmm. Let's personalize Jack Lynch a little bit here.
Yeah.
We know Jack Lynch is a boater.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask if you were a sailboater or a powerboater.
Power. Yep.
Powerboater. You're a runner, I'm sure.
Runner, yep.
And
you're very good.
You're a
runner.
Voracious reader as
I'm
well.
A reader, yep.
Okay. So here's the question, trick question for the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a mulligan, a do-over in your career,
yeah,
what would it be?
That is a great question. You know, I think there's probably a number of do-overs I would have. So I would say, you know, when I first graduated from college, I went to work at CVS as a manager trainee. That I was probably the worst manager trainee that CVS has ever had in their history. Just horrible at doing the work of a manager trainee. However, I met my wife. And so
there you go.
We're
not going to do a do-over there.
That's right. Yes, I won't do that over. But I certainly, if I could meet her without having to work at CVS as a manager trainee, I would do that over.
Great answer, Jack. Both political and personal.
Yeah.
On that note, I want to thank you again, Jack Lynch, President and CEO of HMH, for being on the CEO show today. Jack, it's been a pleasure.
Bye.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth? Or opening your wallet, because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Carolyn Morgan. How are you, Carolyn?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. And Carolyn is the president of Precision Effect, which is one of the leading healthcare advertising companies. We are going to talk about advertising, we're going to talk about healthcare, we're going to talk about balance in life and unique ways to build a culture. Even stories maybe on firing a client and why that's important.
Sounds good.
So let's start off Precision Effect. Talk about what the company is.
Sure. So we are a full-service medical advertising agency, and what makes us unique is that we're dedicated to working with companies who are bringing new innovations into the healthcare marketplace.
What's an example?
An example could be the new stent for heart, or it could be a new drug that can help with genetic defects. It could be some novel new technology in oncology or a whole new category of care for patients who've had breast cancer.
Okay, so you're working on a lot of important issues. How do you know when something is important that's going to be brought to market, and how do you go about determining the strategy to bring that to market?
That's a great question. So we really focus on understanding the marketplace that we're going into. Regardless of the therapeutic category or the drug itself, we're always really keen to understand what is it that this drug is going to do in this marketplace and how is it going to perform? And in order to do that, we have to get into the hearts and the minds of the constituents that we're targeting. So, for example, if we were going into the oncology sector, which is a big part of our business, we will go in and talk to the oncologists, the nurses, the caregivers, the payers, really understand the full ecosystem that this drug is going to go into and what is it that they need to see and hear in order to be able to adopt the drug.
How do you actually go in to talk to oncologists? Do you call them up and you say, we are introducing this new drug and we just want to have people? Is it a focus group? Is it one-on-one? What's your real methodology of the research?
Well, we do both. So we have a team of strategists on site here at the agency, and they will reach out, of course, with our client's approval, to oncologists on their behalf and start to understand in one-on-one in-depth interviews what are the
over
nuances.
Over the phone, I'm assuming.
Over the phone. What are the nuances that we need to understand in bringing a new drug into the marketplace? What I think makes us a little bit different is we're really looking for what are the behaviors that need to change.
Really breaking those things down. Interesting. So people usually don't look for that. But I still want to go into tactically, how do you get someone's time? These are oncologists, these are really busy people.
They are very busy people. And, you know, they're typically very generous with their time with us. You know, we will reach out to them and ask them for about an hour of their time, and we have a list that we typically go to, and they'll respond and say, you know, yes. And I think they want to know what's on the cutting edge. They're of course participating in clinical trials and reading all the latest in research, but I think they also really enjoy, like, how is this drug going to come to fruition? What's going to be said about it? How's it going to look? How's it going to feel? And helping us to understand what it is that needs to happen and what we need to say about the drug, what's going to be really important, what our audience need to hear. And so we'll do it in both one-on-one IDIs, and then once we're starting to really formalize what's the positioning and the messages with our clients, we usually go back again and we'll talk to the oncologists and the caregivers and the patients, and we'll do that often in focus group settings. Mm-hmm. So we can get that internal dialogue, see how they're interacting, making sure that we're getting a good understanding of what that's going to look like. And then we move forward in the marketplace. And then once it's out in the marketplace, we then go again and ask them again, how's it doing? Is this really moving the needle? What is it that we're seeing in real time? And speaking with these oncologists and these patients and caregivers to really get a good understanding of what's happening.
So you're not like an advertising company, okay, we're going to come up with a slogan. You're really in the face of the market, and you're before, during, and after.
That's correct. I think what our strategists and our creative teams are really digging into here is, how do we change behavior? Because we focus on bringing new innovations into the marketplace in the healthcare sector. And that's a lot of constituents to deal with. We've got oncologists or any kind of therapeutic category, really. We've got doctors, we've got nurses, we've got caregivers, we've got patients. And, you know, then we've got a multitude of facets, you know, of, you know, the status quo. You know, they're treating right now on all these conditions, so maybe that is working just fine. And getting people to change their behavior is so hard. You know, you think about what you do when you get up in the morning. You have your same routine, and mm-hmm. physicians are often the same way. They're used to prescribing in a certain way or reacting to a certain thing.
So how do you change that?
It is tough. So we start by going in and really understanding how we break apart each of those different decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, when a physician is thinking about treating, what are the things they're thinking about, and how do we get into their minds and their actions? And then we break those down into small, bite-sized pieces, and we start to chip away at each one. It is not an overnight thing. Oftentimes we think, oh, we're going to bring a new mechanism of action into the marketplace or a new change in the market in terms of an awesome new therapy. And it's just not that easy. We've seen it time and time again. It takes hard work. It takes understanding really how to change the behavior of the folks that are interacting with the drugs.
So it's a different model than I've heard of anyone doing in advertising. You have this specific niche, and it's not really, it's almost advertising, strategic consulting, and implementation all rolled into one in a sense, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you don't use AI at all, like you're not using Watson or something to analyze trends.
Not on the front end, but, you know, we are using AI and chatbots and other new technologies to actually interact with the patients to be able to give them information about the brands, the products that they're interested in. You know, we see such a confluence of healthcare and technology really like all the way along the continuum. And when a patient wants a piece of information, they want to have it immediately. And so we got to be able to provide them that information. So social media channels, AI chatbots, really ensuring that we're being on the forefront of communicating and giving it to the patients and the caregivers and the physicians in the way that they want it. You know, I can pick a shoe as easily as possible, but I can't figure out what drug I should take as a consumer. That is
absolutely not.
Big challenge.
And not only that, but to wear the wrong shoe, well, arguably it might be worse consequences, but I think your oncology is going to be a little more significant.
Exactly.
So in this model, tell me one story. You don't have to name the company, but one story of here's what they wanted to bring to market, mm-hmm. and here's how we actually went about doing it. Because it certainly is a different type model, Carolyn, than I've heard before. And I've been in healthcare for a lot of years.
Yeah, so I think one example, and I think, you know, I can share that the client in this particular case, you know, this is a company called Exact Sciences, and mm-hmm. they are bringing to marketplace, and they brought to the market a new novel way of screening for colon cancer, which mm-hmm. is one of the most preventable yet least prevented cancers that there is. And when we went in and understood what was happening in the marketplace, we saw very quickly that people were avoiding their colonoscopies. And the fact that this test that they were bringing to market was going to be an at-home stool-based test that could be done was novel, game-changing.
Wait, you still have to take all those stuff before?
Don't.
No way!
No,
so they brought this to market?
Yeah, it's there now. So you see it out.
What's the name of it?
Well, it's called Cologuard.
Cologuard.
And you see the commercial for it playing all over the place. And it's been fantastic work that has changed the standard of care, and it's exactly going at this issue that I'm talking about. You know, when we first launched, we went straight to physicians. You know, we were seeing that, you know, the default was to go back to colonoscopies, because colonoscopies, without a doubt, the best thing to do for you. However, if you're going to avoid your colonoscopy, which a third of patients will do, this is an excellent alternative because it will tell you whether you should actually advance to a colonoscopy. So those avoiders, we can get them out of hiding. That's 30% of patients that are not getting their colonoscopy.
This is making a real difference in healthcare.
Absolutely.
You know, and as a guy 57 years old, I know about this firsthand. I have to bring this to the hospital board. I'm on to Griffin Hospital and ask them about that.
It's you know, it's been a lot of fun. This is a great example of changing the standard of care, of working mm-hmm. with companies that are bringing in new diagnostics. And it took some time. And it really, you know, we understood very early on in doing those nuanced interviews that, you know, we really needed to move things into the patient's hands in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we went direct to consumer and we told patients about this, they started going in droves. And the majority of the sales that have been coming from this product have been patient-initiated action, them going in saying, hey, I heard about this thing. And now, every 11 seconds in the country, one of these tests is performed.
Which is great. So, quick question, about a minute and a half before break. Since you're working on significant things, are clients coming to you, or are you ever going after someone where you know a new potential drug is going to be there, and you're saying, here's something we really want to work with?
Both. There's been plenty of instances in which I've seen a really cool, novel, new technology where I say, oh, my God, I want to work on that because that's going to be amazing. And we take our business development efforts and we really focus and we try to get in front of those folks and show them the work that we've done for others to really change the standard of care. But also because we are one of the only agencies that's really focused in that, especially in these hot markets of Boston and California, we have a lot of folks that are coming to us and asking us to participate in their agency reviews and their pitches and to try to earn their business, which is fantastic.
If anyone listening in is interested, what is your website?
PrecisionEffect.com.
There you go. We are going to be back in a few minutes, and when we do, we're going to talk more about the future of healthcare. Back in a few.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Carolyn Morgan, who is the CEO of Precision, or the president of Precision Effect. And let's talk about your model, where you're doing this unique model of, call it advertising in healthcare, but where you combine all the elements of research, of diagnostic outreach, and implementation. It's a lot more than advertising, definitely. So you're seeing what's happening in healthcare. What do you see as the problems with healthcare today in America and the potential solutions?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, in terms of the problems in healthcare, I think that there are some that are a little bit more tangible that can be solved, and then there's others that are going to require a lot more thought and, you know, a lot of bigger minds than mine to come together to really think about what are the ways to change these. I think one of the more tangible things is making sure that we're providing patients with access to the information that they need. Mm. I think people don't know where to start. And I think that physicians today are doing their best to stay on top of all of the new novel innovations. And they've got a lot on their plates. You know, not only are they helping patients on an ongoing basis, but they have to keep on top of research. They have to keep their offices running. There's so much that's going on. The more that we can empower patients and consumers to also own that information, the better off that we'll be.
And what model would be best to empower a patient?
Well, I think
consumers.
It's the information that we put out there. I mm-hmm. think right now we're really seeing a trend towards more information being shared with the consumers and it being at their fingertips so that they can have the empowered conversations with their physicians and say, hey, what about this? 10 years ago, we would ask physicians, if a patient comes in and talks to you about a brand, how did you feel about that? And they would say, I don't need the patients to tell me this information. Now, we actually hear them saying to us, it's great if they come in and they're educated and they're empowered because they might actually give me information that is helpful for me as a physician. And so I think that they're seeing that there's so much happening at such rapid pace that to have the patient and the caregivers as part of that journey is really important. So we're really focused on making language that is accessible and that is legible and readable and understandable. And, you know, breaking down something like immunotherapy for a patient can be mm-hmm. really challenging, especially when they're newly diagnosed and they're super overwhelmed. How can we make that bite-sized for them? And or how can we leverage things that you see in the consumer world, such as AI chatbots, to be able to ask the question quickly as soon as you hit a website and say, you know what, I don't know what this means. Can you explain this to me? Or to provide voiceover so that you can roll over and hear how it's said mm-hmm. so that we can empower them to have those kinds of conversations.
Let's shift over to culture and your leadership style. So we're speaking before, and you told me, I love this story, how you actually had to fire a client because they didn't have the same values, in a sense. And even the CEO there, you're still great relationship with. So talk about here what your culture is and what you've learned through there. And I do want to say, I mean, when you come here, everyone has a genuineness, a smile, and comes across as really intelligent and really friendly at the same time. So you've obviously taken a lot of care in building the culture at Precision Effect.
I think culture is one of the key aspects of any successful business, and I spend a lot of time thinking about it. You know, in fact, you know, we've just been preparing for our management offsite as we think about 2019, and culture and growing our managers is the number one thing that we're focused on as an organization. And I actually read Powerful by Patty McCord, mm-hmm. and you know, I think that was a book that was really influential to me because I really saw a lot in there that A, that we do already, but B, that we could incorporate and that we should be doing more. I think that the notion of treating your team members that like they are adults is a huge piece of the puzzle. You know, we should be moving to a culture of where people can come and go as they need to. They do the business they need to, that there's a flexibility involved, that they are behaving the way that they need to and they are getting their jobs done and that we're trusting them and empowering them to do that. To do that, you have to recruit well. right? And you have to make sure that.
And what's the secret with recruiting?
Oh,
is it getting your, your current team? Because then I was speaking recently with the CEO of Discover Credit Cards. They have this amazing culture, and they do all of it by getting people there because they say they know the culture.
Yes. You know, this is probably one of the number one things that I'm focused on for 2019, and it is how we recruit. Mm-hmm. I think we need to make recruitment our number one most important thing that we do.
Especially in Boston. It's a talent war like crazy.
We are in a talent war in Boston for sure. It's amazing that we have a team and a talented pool of individuals here at the agency that are pulling in their friends and always recommending us. And, you know, we do. We have people smile. People like to be here. It's a really good group of people, and they're smart, and they all push each other. And I think that's a big part of it. How do you build an organization where everyone understands what the mission is? And also, how do you make sure that every player is a strong player? I think people want to come to work and do great work with people who are all smart and that they can have fun from and learn with. And I think that is essential to a good culture and making sure that we can also reward the small successes. We have a culture of what we call beyonding. And so
beyonding?
Beyonding. And we encourage people to go beyond. Yep. For their
beyonding.
Clients.
Oh, so it's a gerund, right?
Yeah.
It's a gerund of being in the process of going beyond.
Yeah.
First time I've heard that. I love it.
Well, we actually TM'd it, and it was something that was really important.
That's going to be your book.
When you write it, Beyonding. And, you know, we don't always see as leaders the magic that's happening on a daily basis. So empowering the teams to be able to reward each other, I think, is also a way to really celebrate the smaller successes and the big ones as well. I'm working right now because we've been growing so fast. We've grown almost doubled in the past 4 years. And in that time, it becomes more and more difficult to get to know every single team member that comes in. So I'm in the process right now of doing one-on-ones with all of our employees across the entire organization so I can understand what do they love about working here? Where can we improve? And, you know, what are the intangibles that they'd like to see brought into the organization? And it's all about listening.
That sounds good. Speaking of listening, you have probably a built-in challenge, but built-in enormous love, which is you have two sets of twins under 8 years old. So just want to ask you about how do you balance life as a leader of a fast-growing, major, important organization and having these four wonderful kids?
My kids are amazing. They really are. I mean, I kind of light up whenever I talk about them.
They're
so fun. So they're 8 and 6. I have 3 girls and 1 boy, 2 sets of twins. And
say their names.
So I've got Lexi and Evie and Josie and Owen. So they are the best. And I think what's actually been a really big key factor for me in my personal growth as well as my professional growth is both sides of my life are so insanely busy and demanding that I'm forced to be in the moment in each place. And I think that's really helped me. I don't feel guilty in either direction. I'm at home, you know, and I'll get back online when my kids are in bed, but I am focused on them from the moment I get home, and I'm focused on them all weekend long. So it's very rare for my teams to start to see emails from me over the weekend unless we have a big major initiative that's going on. And I think that's really helped. I can remember before I had all of my children, I don't think I had such good balance with that, and it's a trickle-down effect. Right, and I want my teams to feel empowered to be able to enjoy their lives as well and their families, because that's what it's all about after all.
And there you have it, everyone listening in. Be present, whatever you can compartmentalize and get the most out of it. Precision Effect, the website is?
PrecisionEffect.com.
There you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.